Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch coming to you live from Tampa? Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations. And by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers delivering the mail all over the place and the packages and whatnot, as well as our suicide jockeys delivering gas, diesel, and our jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers that are listening to us. And we have a good contingent, a large contingent of nine of them coming down from Atlanta. They've been chatting with me on and off during the course of the evening. So good morning to you. It's good, you guys, and you be careful coming down here. Also, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. Captain, put an S in the middle, America, all one word, lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, where you can hear the program streaming right now live, and you'll also hear it during the course of the day playing the full show until the next show starts up. This evening at tomorrow morning, at 2 a.m. And, of course, you'll also have a link there for our next guest, and that would be Denise Simon from founderscode.com, because she's got a link over there that takes you right to her page. And without fail, good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
They were ready for you. 52 degrees down here, and they were ready for you. Okay, they're going back inside because one guy didn't have but one.
A little silly.
Yeah, he didn't have but one blanket on, so he wanted to go put another one on. So I get that. All right, well, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, horrible, horrible, horrible news coming out of Turkey and Syria, and that is the fact that we continue to get, the numbers are going up all the time, from the earthquake victims, if you will, and it just doesn't seem to be getting any better anytime soon.
Well, Erdogan is now arresting some people because they were responsible for construction on some of these buildings and shoddy construction and getting around codes and those kinds of things. So some of these buildings virtually completely collapsed, sitting right next to a high rise that didn't collapse. So therein lies where some of the deaths have come from. One particular building that completely fell on itself lost 90 people in it. So he has kind of a new set of problems. The Turks are not happy with his leadership or lack of leadership on this at all. And rightly so, but it really has got to hurt these poor people. We're getting very little out of Syria in all of this, and they were affected. Syria was affected too, but this one's a bad one.
Yep, and unfortunately, one report we got about these construction people, where they actually removed pillars from the middle of the building, which would have caused the building to collapse even quicker, which is why they're going after them.
It's awful.
Yep, unbelievable. But anyway, and there are still a few people that are being brought out of the rubble.
From time to time, yes.
Yep, officials have sent another major group there, hospital and rescuers and whatnot, and more equipment. So we'll see what happens, and, you know, leave it to Israel to be on the ball with this, but their help is desperately needed.
Through all of this, Erdogan hates Netanyahu.
Sure. Yep. Well, he doesn't have a lot of choice if he wants the people to help him that can help him. So there you go. Now, we talked a little bit, and we're going to talk more about it. We don't have enough time to do it. I've only got about 45 seconds. We talked a little bit about the shooting down of whatever it is they're shooting down and some of the things that have been brought forward. For example, airspace was closed over Lake Michigan. Airspace was closed over Montana. Amongst other places. And the whole thing is just... And then, of course, you get the governor of Michigan.
Governor.
That speaks up and says something absolutely stupid about what's going on here, about our governor of all things, to take your mind off, I guess, what's really going on up there.
Yeah. I wouldn't be getting any kind of intelligence briefings or sensitive briefings to Governor Whitmer at all. That's not a good idea, in my opinion.
No, she is just part of the problem, if you will. By the way, real quick before we do go to break, for those of you that are wondering what happened and didn't stay awake to see the game, the Super Bowl was won by the Kansas City Chiefs 38-35 last night. 5 seconds to go on the clock, kicked a game-winning field goal, and that was it. End of story. Great game up to then. Great game. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a Monday morning. We're going to break, and then we're coming back with more.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I'd be more than happy to in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And GEICO has been saving people money for more than 85 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, the one thing that you can find out about is by going to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can get a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all of that, too, and more. So, that will save you money on your original policy. But if you bundle your homeowners and or your renters or your condo insurance on your car policy, you will save a boatload of money. For sure. You'll save a lot more money. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, or find out the information there for your local GEICO office, and they'll be more than happy to walk you through the steps and show you how they can save you money. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, amongst other things, we found out something yesterday from the Consumer Price Bureau that does the consumer prices. From November to December, we were told things are getting so much better. Joe Biden used in his State of the Union speech that things had gone down, prices were better, we were getting a better grip on inflation, this, that, and the other. Well, that was all a lie. because the consumer prices were, in fact, up, not down, from November to December, which means nothing got cheaper. It got as expensive or more expensive than it was before. So consequently, here we go again, President Joe Biden gaslighting the American people with his false claims.
Well, understand, too, that he's not the one that's putting out the talking points, okay? You know, you've got all these cockamamie alleged financial experts in the White House, and the key people that they necessarily reach out to outside of government. And yet, inside government, there are plenty that are telling the truth, but, you know, they're kind of twisting what the truth is. And if everything was good, then the Fed wouldn't have raised the interest rates again last week.
True.
So, yeah. But you know what? It's got to the point we don't care what the White House says anymore, do we?
Nope. Apparently not. But gaslighting away, misleading the company or the country, and he made sure that he misled the country with his State of the Union address when he said that the economy was strong and that he created all these jobs, and come to find out, he didn't create half the jobs he said he did. That's number one. And number two, the economy is not better. It's just
Well, we get
bad.
That.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, we get that. And then, you know, he continues to lie about the Republicans that want to sunset Social Security and Medicare.
Right. Yep. And anybody that's believing him is a damn fool. Anybody. And I don't care who it is.
Yeah. We get that.
All right. Well, let's go to the phone because we have, let's see here. We have Bagam and Bob on the line. Is that you there, Bagam and Bob?
Yep, right here. Hit the wrong button for a second.
What's up?
Anyway, on this balloon thing, one last time, this can be a weapons platform, theoretically, because it could be a delivery vehicle. But the main thing about it is it can stay up there balloon will stay up there just about forever. I think they fall down sooner or later, but they can stay up an awful long time. So what happens if they station this thing over open water just outside our territorial limits, or at least halfway far over, stick a little, some sort of a little hypersonic warhead missile on it, and then it could be sent up as a EMP weapon, and there's not much that we could do about that, I don't think. Can we shoot down anything over open water? Is there any limits on that? All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, as far as shooting down things over open waters, that might be a little bit less directive, I guess. I guess I'm using the wrong word, but you know what I'm saying.
We have a tough time recovering things that, you know, once they hit the water, obviously, because we haven't recovered the complete payload from balloon number one. I continue to say that I don't want this stuff shot down. We have the ability to pierce the silk, or had the ability to pierce the silk and drag the first balloon. Well, I cannot say that necessarily about the other objects, because we don't know what those objects were. We're getting little clues here, but that doesn't mean that we necessarily know what they are. Are they drones? They're close enough. They get close enough with the spy planes and the fighter jets to say that they are unmanned, but there's not anything there that can tell us, you know, the country of origin. But we have the ability to capture things in the air and, you know, with sophisticated hooks and then drag them. I mean, we have planes that drag parachutes behind them. And that causes a lot of drag, but we have that ability to do that. So, but that's just me. The other fascinating thing is, we've got the Space Force, and I haven't heard a blasted thing coming out of the Space Force.
Nope.
On all of this. We also have STRATCOM. And I decided to, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, NORAD ultimately reports to STRATCOM. So I traveled on over to STRATCOM's military website yesterday, and guess what? You can't get to the server. So the entire STRATCOM system has been taken offline. And I sent that to somebody else, and I said, this is very unusual to me. Is this unusual? And they all said, yes. So why would STRATCOM come completely offline? Well, either I'm hoping it's defense reason so it doesn't get hacked. But that one bothered me, too. So we haven't heard from STRATCOM. We haven't heard from SpaceCom. We haven't heard from the National Reconnaissance Office. You know, we're just getting intelligence briefings from, you know, this cockamamie general out of the Air Force. And what is being said there, even in classified briefings, is not satisfying these lawmakers at all that are sitting on the Armed Services Committees or the Intelligence Committees. So it's kind of like, what are we all supposed to be thinking out here? Now, Saturday night, Biden had the perfect opportunity to say something, but he chose not to. He chose to ignore it because he had a black tie event with several governors at the White House, complete with live country music.
Mm-hmm.
So there was some press there, and he ignored every one of them. That's shameful. He's got a country out here, for those that are paying attention, that are really beside themselves, and he doesn't care, and his staff doesn't care, his chief of staff doesn't care,
mm-hmm.
His czars don't care, and you know, something is just not right. So if we're sitting here trying to do, you know, what we're trying to do here on your radio show is figure things out, trying to understand patterns, why we are spending huge dollars on each of these sidewinders, blowing these things out of the sky. And, you know, the truth of the matter is if they actually recovered the payload for balloon number one out of the Atlantic, are they going to tell us the truth on all of that? Because, I'm not so sure. When it gets right down to it, I'm not liking any part of this. And I would argue that we have got some exceptional vulnerabilities that I believe China, Russia, North Korea have completely figured out about us.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, when we were going to break, where is our fuel supply? Oh, it's in trouble. Our mm-hmm. ordnance supply, it's in trouble. Mm-hmm. So we're in trouble.
No one will dispute any of what you said. To be continued tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and I'll be in touch.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there and see what she has to offer. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. WNBA star Brittany Griner is making her second public appearance since being released from a Russian prison. The basketball player was spotted at the 16th hole at the WN Phoenix Open golf tournament Saturday. Her first appearance was at the Martin Luther King Jr. March in downtown Phoenix last month, where Griner stated that she intends to play for the Phoenix Mercury again this season. It's also unclear if she will be competing at next year's Olympics in Paris. U2 returns to the stage for the first time since 2019 later this year. The boys from Dublin used a Super Bowl commercial to announce they'll be opening a brand new MSG Sphere in Las Vegas this fall. The venue features state-of-the-art sound design and a structure that can be customized by performers for visuals. U2 UV Octoon Baby Live at the Sphere will be focusing on celebrating the band's Zoo TV tour and Octoon Baby album. The band also confirmed that founding member and drummer Larry Mullen Jr. will not take part in the residency. Julio Flores, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Monday morning radio program is brought to you by our Veterans and Military News, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find them online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And they're going to tell you more about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, for those of you that are in the military, that are getting out of the military, that have been aviation maintenance technicians, listen up. You have the opportunity to be able to come to National Aviation Academy, sign up for the quick certification program that they have. If you've been in aviation and you've been working on aircraft, and that's what your forte's been, you can take the FAA certification sooner once you take the refresher, so you know what the course involves, what the test involves, rather, the FAA test, and get your certification months quicker than anybody else because of your past experience. And once you do that, you're off and running. And a tremendous career is ahead of you in terms of the money you'll make, the benefits you'll get, all the things that you are definitely entitled to in life, but up till now haven't had a chance to get it. Now, all that being said, all you got to do is go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. That'll get you to the website. That'll get you started. On there, you will see the campuses. Take a good long look at them. And then I would strongly suggest that you ask to take the tour by calling them up at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour at one of their campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, or go to both of them. Go to one and then go to the other and see which one you like better. Then you'll really know. You'll really have an idea. Now, here's who you'll get a chance to talk to. And this is even better. You will get a chance to talk to students. You will get a chance to talk to instructors. And you will get a chance to talk to the money people who handle the student loans. Now, again, if you're military and you've not used your educational benefits, your GI Bill, you're in like Flynn. You'll be taken care of. Everything's taken care of. If you're not military and you're a civilian, then you'll have to apply for the civilian student loan. But you can do that, and then you'll know where you stand. And, of course, if you're military and you don't have a lot of benefits left, but you got some, whatever benefits you got left will be used to pay for the program, and then you'll owe whatever it is that you owe on top of that. But anyway it works, it all starts by going to the website, naa.edu, naa.edu, and giving them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses, either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. Now, you've heard us talking a lot about these spy balloons and a lot about the ability that we have, which is true, to perforate those balloons and grab them and literally pull them out of the sky. We have that ability. Why we haven't done that is beyond me. Denise didn't have any idea. But we could do it if we wanted to. Now, all that being said, will we? And will we do it sooner rather than later? Because we are finding out that in these bigger balloons that had the big containers down underneath them, one of them had a trailer. Actually, it had two trailers that were 50 feet long each. That's 100 feet on the bottom of the balloon, loaded with electronic equipment to monitor all things communications and otherwise. Now, I got this information that I got the same place Denise got hers. And this is information that they put out to the media and the press if they decide to report it. And I've been reporting it, and Denise has been reporting it, because we decided you needed to hear what we were hearing, which is not what you're being told by the mainstream media. Again, surprise, surprise, right? And they don't want you to know that we have this ability to be able to do things other than just blow a balloon out of the sky. But we do. Why we're not doing it is beyond me. Now, we did drop a balloon on an ice pack, Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. So, and we think it was a balloon. We're not sure because we were told it was an oblong shape and misshaped and had some different variations and all that, which sounded to me like it was a drone. And then I heard a description of another one that sounded to me like it was a drone, but I haven't seen it. I can't prove it. I'm just going on what I hear the description that's coming across from the supposed military people that were involved. We'll find out later rather than sooner because for some reason they've chosen not to tell us right off the bat what's going on here. And we did have somebody earlier call into the show who had been part of the Air Force and had actually been assigned to a unit with NORAD that all they did was watch the skies for unidentified flyable objects, UFOs. And one night this one technician, radar operator, spotted what was confirmed to be a UFO by other people on duty, went to his commanding officer and said, we found a UFO, and here's where it is, and here's the way it's traveling, and here's what it's doing. And the commanding officer said to him, we don't have UFOs. You're not seeing a UFO. It's not what you think it is. Okay. What was it? Didn't get an answer. So isn't that funny? And I'm not trying to go conspiratorial on you or something like that. But if it's something weird that's going on, we want to know. We want to know. And if it's the Russians that are doing this, if it's the Chinese that are doing this, if it's the Iranians that's doing this, if it's the North Koreans that are doing this, we want to know. And most of us would like it to stop. Because nobody wants to have something taken down up over the air, over their house, and then down it comes and it rains metal parts for the next day and a half. Nobody wants that. So at any rate, the Chinese spy balloon that we know was a spy balloon had technology on board it to monitor communication signals. This is one of the things we're being told. Right off the bat, we're being told that. And then after we were told that, they clammed up. Did you notice that? After we were told that, they absolutely got quiet. And here's the latest. The Pentagon has said, in no uncertain terms, they have no idea. They have no idea what they just shot down. Wow. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Coming back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. And before I get started with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. That's the Acura dealership, Moss spelled M-A-U-S, mossacura.com, the website located at North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, if you are a veteran and you served, you will save. If you're active duty and you've served, you will save. If you are a first responder, an EMT, a firefighter, a police officer, you will serve because you've saved money on the purchase of your vehicle. Same thing for church ministers. You'll save money because that's what they do at Moss Family Automotive. Those people qualify for extra savings on their vehicles for the job they do for the country and their communities. Now, in addition, you'll also get Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. So you can't beat them, so join them. Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. It's going to save you a boatload of money. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And, Mr. Watchdog, did you enjoy that football game last night?
It was a great game. I love having it. So it was a great game. Through and through, a great game.
One of the best games they've had, right down to the freaking wire. And, I mean, you couldn't have asked for better play from two of the best teams on the field at the time.
Yeah, well, you got that. It was they were the two number one seeds. So, yep. You know, it was down to the wire. It was a great game. And, even the commercials, some of them were good, some of them I didn't like. I think the Dunkin' Donuts one with Ben Affleck, I think.
That was the one of the night. Don't forget, I want it glazed.
I liked that one. That was cute.
Yeah. And it apparently shocked the social media world because they all thought that he had resorted to working in Dunkin' Donuts now.
It's very much a New England thing, without a doubt. It's, you know, everybody's used to Starbucks, but once you get up into New England, it's all Dunkin' Donuts.
Sure. And they're very popular down here, I might add. We got Krispy Kreme, but you won't find a Dunkin' Donuts very far away from them, so there you go. Now, football is one thing. Real life is another. Joe Biden continues to gaslight us about the economy. We found out over the weekend, from November to December, consumer prices went up, not down, as he had reported, his administration. We also found out that what led the way at that time was used automobiles in November and December jumped up again dramatically. So Biden's going around telling everybody how great you got it, all the money you're saving. He's doing such a great program, a great deal, and he's got all these jobs you're getting, blah, 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 blah. And he has no idea what's really going on.
Well, consumer prices, the whole used car thing is kind of odd to me, and I think that's just short term. I think you're going to see more come onto the market. I think those will come back down, but the CPI is going to be higher due to energy prices were up, and that's most certainly going to affect it to some degree. I don't know how much. The numbers are coming out this week. So we'll see. But, yeah, energy prices were back up again, and that's definitely affected CPI.
Yeah, you are right. And energy has been very quietly. When they say it's down, it's up. When they say it's up, it's down. I mean, it's nuts.
But, again, you know, it's something that's all about supply. These are not things that the Federal Reserve can really have much effect on at all, quite frankly. So, again, supply issues, and again, this is where the administrations could have somewhat of an effect in making it easier, quite frankly, to drill and, to go out there and get more energy. You know, we cover this on my show talking about, you know, Chevron and these places are investing. They're investing in places like Algeria.
Mm-hmm. Now, a couple of things. We had airspace closed in three different parts of the country over the weekend because of UFOs, a couple of which got shot down, one of which they weren't able to locate again. But they had one as low as 20,000 feet. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. Again, we'll find out, you know, what they are. Again, this whole thing is fascinating to me that these things all of a sudden were shooting all these things down. I mean, don't tell me that this just started last week. I mean, this has been going on for a while. I mean, so, again, it's because it's, you know, popular to start shooting these things down. Again, the whole story in itself is bizarre to me.
Well, some of this that they may be shooting down may be a drone because of the description of the shape, and it's not a balloon they're describing. They're describing an object.
Yeah.
A balloon is one thing, okay, but even this big communications balloon that they took down, the first one, it's had at least two 50-foot trailers underneath it that were packed full of communications equipment, listening equipment, deciphering equipment, that
yeah.
sort of stuff. And they actually got one of those trailers intact.
Yeah, I mean, again, we know that the latest ones have been going on, like the one over Canada and these mm-hmm. other ones, how big they are and what's in them. And I will say, again, You know, we know that nations spy on one another, but again, when you're going over others' airspace, it's something that you might want to deal with that. And don't tell me it just started last week, because it did.
Well, Canada actually invited us. Trudeau actually invited us to take down an object flying over the northern part of Canada, almost to the Hudson Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, that my point is that this just didn't start.
No.
Okay, obviously must have been going on. Now we're all of a sudden deciding, hey, you know what, it's cool to start dealing with this. Again, you know, we spend close to $1 trillion on defense. And, you know, what do we, I mean, all of a sudden now we're taking an interest in this? I don't know. It's just, as I said, I have more questions, okay, than answers. I mean, all of these things that are going on, I don't understand. I said, you know, why now? Why have we been doing this for a while? I don't get it.
Well, you aren't the only one, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger. The other thing is that when you take a look at the grand scheme of things that's out there, we have to wonder. And by the way, I got a call during the first hour of the show from someone who had been in the Air Force and had worked a radar screen for NORADs, and what they did was they watched for unidentified flying objects coming across the screen, and then it would scramble planes and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And he went to his commanding officer, and he was with a couple of other non-coms, and he went to his commanding officer and said, we have an unidentified flying object moving from such and such to so-and-so, and I'm reporting the incident. And you know what the commanding officer said to him?
What's that?
We don't have unidentified flying objects. There's no such thing as a UFO.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't believe it either. So, you know, I think that they're all identified. You know, what's funny is that they had all these stories lately, you know, not too long ago, talking about all these UFOs. And I'm saying to myself, give me a break. I said, these have to be drones, whatever it may be. And, you know, why are we not dealing with these things?
Mm-hmm. And we have drones that will be high altitude if that's what you want them to be. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, well, and again, you know, why now? Why all of a sudden are we dealing with this now? Where have we been on this? I don't get it.
Now, here's one for you. AT&T reportedly, their stock has lost $10 billion in value since the news drop by AT&T and DirecTV.
The latest drop, I mean, AT&T's a big company. So, you know, it's, you know, various different stories are going to come out in regards to it. So, things like this, well, the DirecTV thing was a disaster in itself. But, you know, you take a look at AT&T, take a look at its stock price here. You know, you want to look at it year to date, it's higher than it was a year ago, but not as high as it was. So, you know, it's basically in the race, okay, to some degree. But again, it does pay a dividend, close to 6%.
Yep. Okay, here comes the music in my ear. I will let you go until tomorrow, and we'll be talking tomorrow. I'm sure we'll still be talking about whatever they are that are flying around. All right, take care, Chris. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check it out, see all the different stuff that he has to offer.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top-of-the-hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-9-
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.